Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is America's Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So, do I have this right? The White House is not yet ready to commit to freezing more the money for Iran, to refreezing it? I mean, this is absolutely just out of kilter. Folks, we understand that there's some 1,100 Israelis that we know of at this point, in addition to others, many thousands that have been injured in this, but 1,100 that we know have been killed, or upwards of that number. That is, again, unconscionable. Folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. We're glad to be with you here live on this Tuesday morning edition of the program. 1-877-969-8600. That is the toll-free line if you'd like to call in. We're broadcasting live, of course, from our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station of AM 860 The Answer by way of Southern California. We've got all of our great radio affiliates that are listening with us this morning. We've also got GCN Network. That's up on the satellite right now. Good morning to everybody at GCN. And if you're streaming the show over the internet, welcome to you as well. If you're working across the overnight hours of America, we're glad that you found us. 1-877-969-8600. That is the telephone line. And we want to welcome back here right now our good friend, of course, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know, right before we went out to the top of the hour with the local news that came on, we were talking about, and you had mentioned this notion that you've got people who could have come across the southern border, and you sort of went down this laundry list of all these different terrorist organizations. It's still a going concern, I hate to say, but what do you think is happening right now inside the United States? You know, are cells going to become active as a result of what we saw happen in Israel?
Well, you've got a couple of Republicans, and only Republicans, in the House, maybe a couple in the Senate, that are talking about sleeper cells. That term has bubbled to the surface again. The FBI maintains what is known as the terrorism watch list. And that list is actually shared with TSA, DHS, so forth and so on. Really pretty much every government agency. And that list includes uses for visa and passport screening, international travel, TSA for passenger screening, immigration screening, access to U.S. military bases, FBI investigations, and then what they call territorial law enforcement, whatever that means. Okay, so what is used, how they get it mostly is through fingerprints. So I'm guessing then that all of these people that we process at the southern border that we catch, their name, their date of birth, and their fingerprint is what goes in there. So if they're on the screening list, I guess it's because of a fingerprint. Now, we have some dispute about how many people have come across the southern border that are on the terrorism watch list. Some I hear 80, and some I hear as many as 400 or 500 or 700, whatever the number is. It doesn't matter. All we know is that we have caught people coming across the southern border that are on the list, period. Now, we don't know what part of terrorism, if they're Al-Qaeda or they're Taliban or they're whatever. We have no idea. Nobody will explain that. And furthermore, Secretary Mayorkas hasn't bothered to tell us where these people are. Now, that's the people that we caught. We don't know anything about the gotaways. Now, having said that, let's go back a little bit to the 9/11 report. The 9/11 Commission issued, you know, that big, huge report. And, you know, while some of what was there was pretty good, there's an awful lot that was still missing. But I will say this. The 9/11 Commission report listed all these recommendations. And one particular chapter that was included in the recommendations dealt with immigration. And that was to literally lock down all of our accesses into the United States, least of which are all of our borders, and issuing visas on who comes into the United States, and then expired visas, these people that come here and then don't leave when their visa's expired. Every single legislator in the House and in the Senate signed off on those recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one of them.
Wow.
Where are the Democrats now?
Indeed. Indeed. Well, you know, I think everybody is worried that, you know, because sometimes these big attacks or terrorist attacks in and of themselves can be signals, right, to other cells or to other terrorist organizations. And obviously, I think you'd agree, right? They all feel emboldened at this point that, I mean, look at these demonstrations that we're seeing even in the United States, you know, happy as clams that this has happened.
So Mayor Adams just comes back from his trip. I think he's back from his trip to Mexico, Colombia, Ecuador, in the Darien Gap. And he's pretty much telling people, we're full, we can't handle you, blah, 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 blah. And all these people are coming to him and say, we've been through this, we've been through robberies, we've been held at gunpoint, all these trials and tribulations they have been through trying to get to the United States. And they said, we are good people, we're still going to come.
Mm-hmm.
So they're adamant about coming here. Now, who of those people are saying that could be Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, we're coming and we're good people? You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, what are we doing?
Exactly.
And, you know, the House passed H.R. 2, but the Senate's not taking it up.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I tell you what, we'll talk more about that when we return right after this short break, everybody. We've got a caller holding on the line. Stay right there.
Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I got to tell you, folks, when all of this began happening in Israel, and we began to see what was happening, our special guest this hour, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, she really started finding out everything that she could about this, as is her fashion to do. The reason I'm telling you this is that she eschewed the barbecue. She did not go to the barbecue. She didn't. She wasn't distracted by a barbecue, as they were at the White House, I'll tell you. But obviously, we're going to get back to Denise Simon here in just a few moments. No barbecue, as far as I understand. But we want to let you know that this portion of our program is being brought to you by Geico. That's Geico Insurance, and spelled G-E-I-C-O. You want to head over to their website, take advantage of their price comparison. Find out what you've got right now in terms of your coverage. Compare it to what they will be able to offer you. You might be able to save a lot of money. You'll be also be able to bundle in your car or your home and your condo, your toys, your ATV, right? Your boat, your motorcycle. Put all that together. Find out how they're going to be able to save you money. We think they're going to be able to save you a lot. Geico.com. That's Geico.com. And of course, folks, my name's Kyle Warren. Glad to be with you. 1-877-969-8600. And I like barbecue as much as Denise Simon, but we're actually doing our jobs, aren't we, Denise?
Touche. Trying to.
That's right. And I can't get over that about the whole barbecue thing. That's just, to me, the worst optics you could possibly have. Well, I tell you what, Denise, before we get back to what you were talking about, we've got Mary in St. Pete, and she's been holding on. Mary, you have a question or comment for Denise real quick?
Real quick. I did. It almost feels like when you're talking about the people coming over the border and the terror cells, yes, they are all around the United States. Yes, I think probably the National Guard or reserves have been called out about that. That's just how far I go with that. But doesn't it feel
that you are having to spoon feed people things every day, and I'm not saying us that are listening, but other people, you're having to spoon feed them information every day that they don't know, and you're waiting for them to catch on or catch up. And at this rate, it's too slow. It's just going to take decades to turn the aircraft carrier around, so to speak. Thank you.
Interesting. Well, thank you, Mary and St. Pete. We appreciate it. Yeah, what do you think, Denise? I mean, there's a lot of information out there, but one of the things that sometimes is missing is the context, right?
To kind of drive her point home, there's somebody I know that I play tennis with from time to time, a Jewish family, well-to-do. He's a doctor. And only yesterday, I think it was about 7:30 or so, she posts on Facebook, Israel is under attack by terrorists. And I'm like, where have you been?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, breaking news.
Where have you been? Now, Netanyahu spoke yesterday, and he has a 5-point agenda that they want to achieve. And one of the things that they have done, they have taken back apparently all the Israeli territory that borders the Gaza Strip. And they said they are forming an iron wall of tanks, helicopters, and aircraft to defend against Hamas terror. An iron wall. Now, Israel made all these announcements every way they could to the people in Gaza. We're coming. So if you don't want to be caught up in this, get out.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know, you've got people like AOC and Ilhan Omar and Rashid Tlaib saying, where are they supposed to go? Well, you know, the place is absolutely full of tunnels. There's all of these UNRWA safe spaces, safe houses in Gaza. But let's not forget there's the Rafah border crossing that takes them into Egypt. And that border crossing in Rafah is the only crossing between Egypt and Gaza. And you can only go into Egypt through that border crossing for humanitarian reasons. It's only open for humanitarian cases. Coming the other way, it's where there are deliveries that are made for whatever goods that the people of Gaza need. Okay? So Israel actually hit an area fairly close in a couple of strikes. I think there were two strikes close to that Rafah crossing. It was temporarily closed, but it's open again. So mm-hmm. I don't want to hear the fact that there's no place for these people to go, because there is.
Well, and then also Israel actually tells them, hey, you need to get out of harm's way. That's a huge difference from Hamas, the terrorist group.
And they've always done that. It's called knocking on the roof. And they make phone calls. But in the meantime, Israel, you know, if you listen to the squad, you know, that's, the way they describe it is that Israel is an apartheid state. Well, you know, how many places have you ever lived where another country or another government pays for your water and pays for your power?
Right. Right. Well, but that's the buzzword that they use, because that all harkens back to the days of South Africa, right, and Nelson Mandela and the movement there to stop what was an apartheid state.
Precisely. So,
exactly.
I mean, yeah. But, you know, getting back to our side, remember, this is Israel is the little Satan. The United States is the big Satan. Okay? And so I don't see any Democrats, maybe one, maybe two, are expressing some concerns here about the homeland and what threats that we could be under. But I would argue, where is the warning coming out of DHS? Or where are the warnings coming from the FBI about sleeper cells? Now, it's the Jewish community. It's the Jewish community around the country that has decided to tighten up all the synagogues. Security.
Right. Yeah, and even local law enforcement, at least here in L.A., they're doing a lot of special, you know, security. They're hanging around the synagogues and so forth in a real show of support and protection for these people. That I mean, this is out of hand.
Yeah, and, like, what about the rest of us?
Well, exactly. But, I mean, obviously you've got some, I guess what they, I hate to say obvious targets, but targets that they can try to anticipate. But good people are banding together and saying, we're not going to stand for this. And, by the way, Producer Joe is chiming in for the comment from your friend that posted about being attacked by terrorists. They've only been being attacked by terrorists for the last 75 years, and that's really the truth. And people, you know, sometimes it's, again, out of context. Because Israel is always under some sort of a threat 24 hours a day.
Kind of remarkable, isn't it? Talking about people that are so detached.
Yes, right. Well, exactly. But, and by the way, we've got Backgammon Bob on the line. But Backgammon Bob, we're going to ask you to hold over through this short timeout here in a moment. Then we'll bring you right back on. But Denise, again, this is a really big problem in terms of what could be lying in wait in the United States. I mean, these terror groups, they want to do things, they want to do it big, and they moved when they could move here. This wasn't just because of an anniversary.
Well, and that's it. That's exactly it. Now, this operation of Hamas was called Al-Aqsa Flood, okay? Al-Aqsa Flood Operation. And so I mentioned some of these terror groups, and Al-Qaeda in the Indian subcontinent, AQIS, says, the title of their statement is, "Remember the conquest of Khyber, O Jews, for the army of Muhammad returns to the battlefield."
Mm-hmm.
Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, AQAP, regarding the blessed Al-Aqsa flood operation.
Wow.
We're celebrating. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's just macabre, isn't it? Well, Denise, I tell you what, hold on there real quick, because, folks, we're going to return in just a few short minutes after we pay a couple of bills. Stay right there, and we'll be right back with you.
Third Watch.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says
the savage attacks that Hamas perpetrated against innocent Israelis are mind-boggling, slaughtering families in their homes,
massacring hundreds of young people at an outdoor festival.
He vows that Israel's actions against enemies will resonate for generations. The death toll nears 1,200 with thousands injured on both sides. Amidst the ongoing conflict in Israel, U.S. airlines like American Airlines, United, Delta Air have halted flights to Tel Aviv. Investigators looking into the improper storage of more than 100 bodies at a Colorado funeral home are working to establish contact with the families affected. It's in Penrose, which is about 30 miles southwest of Colorado Springs. Officials confirmed Friday that Fremont County Coroner's Office is working to identify the bodies, but that process could take several months. That's the very latest. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
All right, so welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And, you know, we got something to say, and we say it. And we're actually going to be putting on our boogie shoes. I'm pretty sure. I think that's Casey and the Sunshine Band boogie shoes. I got to tell you, I'm loving the bumper tracks these days because it's pumping us up here as we move through the overnight hours all across America. 1-877-969-8600. That is the number to call in if you'd like to call in and opine. And by the way, if you're listening on the mighty 710 KNUS, we invite you to call in and opine as well. And we love to give a shout out to the different affiliate stations all across America. And if you're hearing this program on streaming and you'd like to hear it in your area, we'll ask your local radio station to carry the broadcast. We would love it if you would do that, and we'll make that happen. All right, well, before we get right back to Denise Simon, our special guest, of course, from founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook, want to let you know that this portion of our program is being brought to you by the Concerned Veterans for America. Then check out their website, cv4a.org. That's CV, the number 4A. .org, Concerned Veterans for America, and you'll find out all the great things that they're doing to help our vets. You'll find out all the great things they're doing to help influence policy, especially when it comes to the wars, the overseas wars that we've seen over the last 20 years. There could be another one in the offing. We just don't know. We're watching these things. Anything could happen at this point. And CV4A.org or Concerned Veterans for America, they're right on the forefront, helping our veterans and also helping our active military in terms of policy. We also talk with Jimmy T. Smith once a week here on the program coming up this Thursday. I'm looking forward to talking with Jimmy. All right, right back to Denise Simon. Good morning again, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
You know, I was also wanting to ask you about this development, and that is, what do you think about RFK Jr. declaring to be an independent and running for president that way? And he just had enough of the – he got tired of dealing with the Democrats, I guess.
Well, his own family thinks he's too extreme, which would say that his family has aligned with the extremeness of the Democrats.
Right.
And so, there's some turmoil there. This guy is just a critical thinker, and he does his work. Now, he forms these conclusions right or wrong, but they're his, and he gets to keep them. I mean, if they're wrong, then you have a debate, or you have some, thought discourse with RFK Jr. But in the meantime, look at things through his perspective, look what happened to that family. And, it's really kind of remarkable that the family has kind of cast him aside, and they're aligning with the nuttiness, which is really an understatement, of the Democrats. And I would argue that the Democrats today, including the squad, and, they're not even following the own DNC platform that comes out of the national convention. So, if the Democrats are mad at RFK leaving the party and going over to independent, maybe he's doing the right thing. And they're mad. Interestingly enough, there are several others that have done that. Senator Sinema of Arizona, she did. She took a lot of heat for doing it, but that's kind of passed. Joe Manchin, he hasn't done it yet, but he's essentially done it. Yes, mm-hmm. It's informal.
Exactly.
The messaging there is to the Democrat Party, and I think the Republicans are doing a lousy job at this, but maybe they ought to start really looking internally and see what is happening.
Indeed. Well, you know what? We've got Beck Ammon Bob. He's been waiting patiently there on the telephone line. Beck Ammon Bob, you have a question for Denise?
Yes, I do.
All right.
Back in 1940, after World War II, the Jews were all given part of Palestine, were given their land over there. Wasn't the Gaza Strip part of that, and originally part of Israel? And then Israel ceded that back to Palestine, gave it back to that. And I think that Israel just ought to go over and take over all of Palestine.
Mm-hmm.
Palestine declared war on Israel. And I'm sorry, but take it back, and to the victor go the spoils. And they need just to take it over and just make it all part of Israel. And that's all there is to it, really. All right.
Interesting. Yeah, what do you think, Denise?
Well, I mentioned that yesterday. They keep talking about this two-state solution. Well, yeah, it wasn't all that long ago that Israel capitulated and said, okay, you Palestinians, here's some land. So they carved out a section, which is about the size of Delaware, by the way, and they handed it over to the Palestinians. And, the Palestinians turned to a militancy through Hamas, and I would argue Hamas isn't even their real militant wing. They have a true military wing that's worse, called the Qassam Brigade. But then, now you've got Gaza, and who's ruling Gaza? The Palestinians. Okay, so there you have two states right there, do you not? Of which Israel is really paying for. They supply all kinds of humanitarian goods all day long, every day. Trucks after trucks after trucks. Are paid for by Israeli government, and they hand it off to Gaza. Then they pay for their water, they pay for their electricity, and They're unappreciative now, aren't they? Now let's travel on over to the other side, over to the West Bank, because, you know, you got the same problem of which the Palestinians are claiming is theirs. They want representative government. Well, Palestinians, and I use the term loosely because I think you guys need to really go look up how Palestine came to be. So now you really have three states, do you not? Yes. And, you know, Israel wants to build more homes, living areas. You know, they want to expand because a lot of people, you know, like living in Israel and they want to move or they want to, you know, they want to have own a home and get out of a condo or whatever. So they, you know, they're doing construction. Well, going all the way back to the Obama administration, now they're calling it building settlements.
Mm-hmm.
They're occupying more territory. Why in the world are we getting involved with what Israel is doing with their housing?
Good question. Well, of course, but Israel is being sort of portrayed as being this, you know, apartheid state and so on and so forth. But yet there are all kinds of Arab people that live within Israel, and they are given or at least have this amazing status in the country, as we understand. So it's not really a separatist sort of place. It is quite inclusive from what we understand. But yet there's the portrayal that Israel somehow just turned evil somewhere between its formation and today.
Well, exactly. And so if you understand something here, the Palestinians in what I would say militant Islam has created a problem, so you throw money at it. And there's lots of money that goes at, you know, all things Palestinian Authority, the PLO, Palestinian Islamic Jihad. You throw a lot of money at it. Well, Mahmoud Abbas is probably one of the wealthiest people in the entire Middle East. Go look at his homes, plural, and how he lives. And don't think that they don't have a lobby operation here in the United States, because they do. And so the money just goes around in this vicious circle, you know. They create these lobbies. They pay off the Democrat politicians that we have. They make these contributions, and then they have for a vote and whatever in Congress.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing happens over at the United Nations. It's the same thing that happens with the unions here in the United States, Planned Parenthood in the United States. It's all government money that kind of swirls around, and it's part of their repayment.
Right. Yeah, and it's, again, you follow the money, and typically that starts to uncover some very interesting truths indeed. Well, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and, of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Thanks again for being with us. And, of course, we're going to talk to you again same time tomorrow. There's going to be more developments. I'll look forward to it.
Thank you. All right. Good morning.
Good morning. Denise Simon, everybody. And, folks, Kyle Warren with you, 1-877-969-8600. When we return, we'll have the Watchdog on Wall Street. Stay right there.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Right, we are back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, 1-877-969-8600. If that is the number, if you'd like to call in and be part of the program. And we have a lot more program to go. In just a few moments, we'll be talking with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. And at the top of the hour, we're going to be talking with Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, U.S. Army retired. We'll be talking, of course, about the developments in Israel ongoing as we go through the overnight hours here across America. First, I want to let you know that this portion of the program is being brought to you by MyPillow, and you want to check out all the great MyPillow products, MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, the towel sets, just to name a few. Head on over to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com, and check out those great discounts you can get with your promo code CAPTAIN. That's the promo code CAPTAIN, MyPillow.com. You can also check them out, 1-800-641-5459. That's 1-800-641-5459 to talk to a real person, because guess what? They have real people over there. Speaking of real people, we got the real watchdog on Wall Street joining us right now. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
All right. Well, we've got a lot to talk about. We've also have a caller hang on the line who I believe has a question. We'll get to the caller here in just a moment. But first off, we continue to see these developments in Israel. And obviously, they're talking more now, of course, about oil. They're talking about the effects on the economy if this conflict continues to get out of control, which it looks like it's doing.
Well, I mean, We'll see in regards to oil. The concern would be to be a redo of the post Yom Kippur War, where there was an oil embargo. Actually, that kind of, we were lazy after World War II when it came to energy independence, much like we're doing the wrong thing now. And that put us into a dire position where you saw the price of oil go up threefold, and there was gas lines here in the United States. It's not as bad as it was back then, but again, we've depleted the strategic petroleum reserve. We're not producing as much as we could, but that's always out there. I don't know right now, because the countries that are pumping this oil out are completely different now than they were back then, and the fact that they're much more highly developed, and they need that oil revenue to keep their projects going and the things that they're building and doing afloat. So we shall see. But that is a concern that's out there. You saw oil jump yesterday. Whether we'll see a super spike in regard to this, I'm not so sure. They're also talking about what would happen if Iranian oil came off the market, if there was any further sanctions. Yes, the price would go up. Again, the answer, we've got to get back to that point in time where we're energy independent.
Indeed, indeed. We've got Neil calling in from Henderson, Nevada, I believe, listening on 101.5 KDON, the talk of Las Vegas. Good morning, Neil, and do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, good morning, Kyle. Thank you for putting me on. Oil is definitely part of the puzzle, it's a wild card in a way. It empowers Iran. But the point I wanted to make, and there's so many layers to this. The world has to unite around destroying this evil. The terrorist organizations, they need to be stamped out. There is no more room for conversation or negotiation. What I find most disturbing is, it's true, this is Israel's fight. They have to, fight this on their own turf. And I think that's what they want. They don't want American troops there. But it's actually, this is a global crisis because, what disturbs me is that the Arab League of Nations, they need to come out with one united voice and condemn this. But beyond that, they need to get involved in the fight, it's just not Israel's fight. They should be involved in that. Mm-hmm. If they are true allies of Israel, and I know there are a few of them, thanks to the efforts of Donald Trump, he really facilitated some behind-the-scenes negotiations there. I mean, they should be involved in this, not just lip service, but, coming to the table and saying, we will contribute to stomping out this evil.
Indeed.
That's good enough.
Indeed. Well, I appreciate those comments very much, and I'm sure that Chris does as well. Neil in Henderson, Nevada, thanks for calling in, and we hope to hear from you again.
All righty, thanks.
All right, take care. Neil in Henderson, Nevada, everybody. Chris, what do you think about his comments? And obviously, we're dealing with evil.
Well, I agree. I just don't think you're going to see that boisterous of a response from some of the neighboring countries there, even despite the fact that several have relationships with Israel. They have their own internal politics that they have to deal with. And if you see help from them, you're not going to see it. It'll be behind the scenes in regards to this. Yeah, I do believe that this attack was pushed by Iran simply because of what was happening between Israel and, in particular, Saudi Arabia, and how the relationship between those two countries was on much better footing and going towards a normalized relationship. They can't have that happen. Groups like Hamas, groups like Iran, because Saudi Arabia and Iran are enemies too. They can't have that. And, this is the reason why that this thing has happened. If you're Hamas in this situation, you don't want to see your funding cut off. You don't want to see the dynamic changed, and Iran is one of your backers, and you're going to do what they tell you to go ahead and do. So this, I believe that the push for peace, which I happen to agree with, and normalize the relationship, you're going to break things, and this is one of the things that's it's a side part of this. This is, we should have expected was to happen. This is why, to me, it's a massive intelligence failure, not just on the Israeli side, but on our side is too, not being able to recognize that this was, something that could definitely occur.
Well, no, I agree completely. And, of course, reasonable people want to have peace. They find a way to do that. These terrorist groups, are, for lack of a better expression, and this doesn't even begin to really get there, but they're unreasonable. I mean, that's just the long and the short of it. Well, Chris, also I wanted to ask you real quick, of course, since you are the watchdog on Wall Street, and by the way, folks, you can hear Chris on AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, Sundays at 5 a.m. Eastern Time, and the website is watchdogonwallstreet.com. That's watchdogonwallstreet.com. And Chris, I wanted to ask you, it looks like we're going to get some of these COLA numbers for Social Security this week. What do you expect with that? Is there anything that that's going on? And by the way, I need to make a quick correction. 5 p.m. on AM 860, The Answer, not 5 a.m. on AM 860 and AM 930. Sorry about that, Chris.
I think it's on 5 a.m. on Saturdays. I think 5 p.m. on Sunday. I get confused sometimes too. But as far as the cost of living adjustments, I'm not sure exactly what they're going to be. Again, you can definitely probably going to see a bump up again because of inflation. But they never actually catch up with the real inflation. It's the government issued inflation, not mm-hmm. what's really cost. That's for sure.
Yeah, well, again, and then people keep struggling to a great degree because inflation right now is just really kicking everybody's you-know-what on this.
It's everywhere. Everybody's hammered in all the things that are most important to everybody, and those are the everyday expenses, and, that's what makes it hard on retirees right now, especially hard.
Well, indeed. Well, getting back to the oil question, of course, one of the big problems is that the Biden administration decided to pretty much use the Strategic Petroleum Reserve and drain a lot of that. I don't even know that we could start replenishing it at the high cost, and it would take a long time to begin with.
Yeah, well, it's going to take some time, but again, that was a political move, in the run-up to the midterms, try to get oil prices down. Because oil prices were going up at the time, and they'll say it was because of the war in Ukraine and all of these other things. We'll have to say that didn't add to it, but it wasn't a strategic concern at that point. And that's what the petroleum reserve is supposed to be used for. And in my opinion, it was used for political reasons.
Indeed. Well, Chris Markowski, Watchdog on Wall Street, we're starting to run out of time for this segment, but we're going to return here at the top of the hour with Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And I want to thank you, Chris. It's been a great time talking with you. And so let me get this right. 5 a.m. on Saturday and 5 p.m. on Sunday on both 930 and 860, The Answer, correct?
I think so.
All right. At watchdogonwallstreet.com, that's the website. Thanks to producer Joe for helping to set us straight on that. And, Chris, you have a great morning. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got it.
All right. Take care, everybody. Chris Markowski. And I always learn a lot when Chris is on. So, and I know that everybody does. We appreciate him very much. Folks, we appreciate you. And we're going to return right after this.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.